Hello, this is James, and I'm going to read the Bible to you, okay? So first, in the beginning, based on Genesis 1 through 2, there was nothing except God. Day 1, God's Spirit moved through the void, then God spoke. Let there be light. Then there was light. Day 2. Then God spreaded the waters of the nothing genus into the sky above, and the drops and waves of the ocean below. God named the sky heaven. Day 3. God named the lower waters sea. He gathered together the waters of the sea. Exploring dry ground, he named the dry land earth. On this land, he made grass and flowers and trees. They could grow more grass, flowers, and trees. The beautiful, fertile earth was a place of beauty, and God knew that it was good. Day 4. Then God vanished the sun, the moon, and the stars too. Light the earth, and he set them in the heavens to mark the days, seasons, and years. Day 5. God said, let the water be filled with living creatures, and the seas and rivers warmed with whales and fish. God said, let birds fly through the sky, and open sky above. Earth was filled with every kind of flying bird, the fruitful and the fill the earth. God said, as he blessed the living creatures of the sea and sky, and God knew that was good. Day 6. Then God said, let earth bring forth living creatures, and God made the kinds of animals wild. Made all kinds of animals wild. Oopsie. Ones tame. Wait, hold on. Crawl. Wait. Ones tame. Ones even crawl on the ground. Then God created the first man, Adam, and the first woman, Eve. They were the greatest of all gods. They weren't really gods, though. They probably were. His own image to be the reflection of Eve was like God made an Adam and forever, and he planned for people to rule and live in harmony with every living thing on earth. I don't know.